Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is Royal Rumble 2019. I am your host, Trebuchet, and we are on the road to WrestleMania. And I am pointing at the WrestleMania sign above my head because we are on the road right now. We have a cast and crew in here of many people who have many good picks in here. To my left, the one, the only, Chad Showtime. Schultz, how's it going?
What's up, everybody? We're on the road to WrestleMania. I'm not driving, obviously.
Yeah, you're not one, two, three, but Four Loco is what you are right now.
We've dipped into the Four Loco. It should be a good night, if I can remember it.
Yep. As per the usual, the Nate Dog is to your left and nose deep in a keyboard. NYD, NYD, NYD. What are you doing on that, with that keyboard here?
Getting all of everyone's picks together, stressing out over something that's really not that big of a deal because that's kind of my thing.
We're high tech now.
Dude, aren't you supposed to be looking at spreadsheets on
We're going digital.
I am looking at spreadsheets.
This looks like one very sloppy Bonnie Rotten set.
Hey. No, spreadsheets are what I get off to. You should know that about me by now.
Are we talking about my comedy act right now? What's going on?
All right. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
All right. Also, sitting next to him, the returning Robert Space Force. What's going on, buddy?
What's up? Oh, man, I've been looking forward to this Rumble for so long. There's so many different variables of things that could play out. I just want to see what happens. I'm excited.
You can hear the excitement in his voice. You're drinking the hard stuff just like me. I got a Smirnoff Ice here. What do you got? Seagram's.
Wild berries. You know.
He's hardcore. He's hardcore. He's our Tommy Dreamer. Calm down. Sitting next to him, the Punisher, Mo, is back. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, guys?
Doing all right. You and Robert got a new tag team going here. You're both wearing Bullet Club stuff over here.
Too sweet.
Robert, you're really good at wearing other people's shirts. There was another pay per view where you were the same shirt as Ryan. So, like, who are you stalking next? Is he going to be wearing one of Showtime shirts next?
Well, see,
he's going to cosplay.
No, he's going to be glorious.
Never.
I never intentionally wear anybody's shirts ever.
Yeah, sure. Also, and here for the first time, my next-door neighbor, Colton Beveridge. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, you guys? I don't know shit about wrestling, but I'm here to talk about it.
That's awesome. Do you know what a Royal Rumble is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have an idea. Like, I used to watch it when I was, like, younger in high school and stuff, but... Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know a lot, any of, like, the newer wrestlers, and, like, I know, like, I get what a Royal Rumble is, and, like, what all the different terms are and stuff.
Do you know who Triple H is?
Yeah.
I know
all the old people, you know, like, and I know, like, Brock Lesnar.
Kurt Angle. Okay, that's cool. I got you. All right, and, last but certainly not least... Our undisputed champion, The Ryback. How you doing, buddy?
The cameraman just
fell.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Oh, shit, dude.
Not so glorious.
Did we put our picks in for this? No.
This match doesn't count.
We've got so many variables in this Rumble, I would be if we had a tie, I'd be shocked.
This is a free match. But anyways.
Yeah, this wasn't on the card.
Anyways, I like playing 2K to determine champions. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Since the Ryback is often talking to porn stars on his podcast, weirdly, I feel like a better nickname for me would be anyone but Ryback.
There you go.
What do your hobbies have to do with this?
Hold on. No, hang on. I can't hold that back. Is Ryback? Who's Ryback talking about his podcast? Do I need to listen to Ryback's podcast?
Ryback has a podcast.
Yeah.
And his wrestling buddy was like on it with him in their talk stuff. And then that guy was like, Ryback's kind of a dick. And then he started having a random porn star in his podcast.
Which one?
That he's friends with. I don't remember.
Okay, because I need to know this information.
That was a big old epic fail. I was expecting some details.
It's all good. We're gonna investigate this
a little bit more.
We'll do the hard work. I was going there. All right, two dang. I'm there. I'm there for
that's why we are the tag team. I am the tag team champions.
We'll get to it later. Yeah, I know. I'm aware. So, AOP is fighting...
There's only Razor.
Yeah, there's only Razor.
No, they got Drake Maverick with them.
Yeah.
And then one of the Revivals.
Say yeah! Wait, what?
It's a weird mishmash tag team. kind of like a WCW weird kind of.
Just when you thought the revival couldn't get any smaller.
Must be a thing.
Out walks Scott Dawson.
Is he going to
use a small package here? I don't know.
Matches, partners would walk out together.
Heyo, and we're off to the races.
It's going to be those two because they're on different factions.
They are at a baseball stadium.
Dawson and Razor versus...
Okay. I gotcha.
Against Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
This is just a triple threat match?
No, it's a broken tag team versus the tag team champions.
Why? What happened to the
Because the Raw tag team championships are a motherfucking joke. I have been over it. Multiple.
What happened to Dash Wilder and the other one half of Trebuchet's favorite tag team.
I can't see him.
The Revival. Oh, it's that little shot. See, there he is.
The Revival's great.
Say yeah! So,
anyways, now this podcast has officially gone off the rails.
Yeah, well, is it just me, or does Scott Dawson look like he just gave Triple H a razor and said, do what you want? I'm just saying.
I can see that.
So, the Royal Rumble. We got our picks in here officially. What is the first match we got besides this one? Because this is not an official match that we had picked out.
Our first match on the pre-show is for the WWE United States Championship, Rusev versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
All right, and I believe that I picked Rusev. Is that correct, Nate? That is correct. I'm getting the thumbs up.
Yep, I picked Rusev.
Yeah, I think Rusev's going to win, but ultimately, I think whether they're going to do it or not, what they should do is, because they're not doing anything with Rusev or Shinsuke, they need to get that title off of him and then get Rey and Andrade to fight for that title at Mania.
On Rusev Day? Oh my gosh. No, but
Rey and Andrade have been putting on clinics.
I agree. I seen at three of their matches on back-to-back-to-back SmackDowns, and they burned the house down. Yes. It has been some of my favorite stuff on the product.
It's amazing.
In a very long time. If they don't win match of the year this year, it's going to be amazing. That's all I'm saying. Like it's only January, and I'm calling it now. One of those matches is going to be match of the year.
Some of the best SmackDown matches I've seen, probably since I started watching wrestling. Honestly, some of the best free matches we've had.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, did anybody pick Shinsuke?
Yes.
No.
Who picked Shinsuke?
We've got A-Train, The Truth, and Goad.
Cody Goads. Pick Shinsuke. Yep. Okay.
Everyone's entitled to their opinions, right?
Automatic points. Is Chris Goad here to defend his opinion?
No, not right now.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll pop up like Pimple on prom night, so. Shy.
For our next match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, we have a fatal four-way of Buddy Murphy, Akira Tozawa, Hideo Itami, and Kalisto.
That's a pre-show match, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm stepping out on a line here. I'm going Itami, and I'm picking with my heart here, because I love me some Hideo Itami.
I like Hideo, creator of the GTS.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
But, yeah, I think... I can't see them pulling the title off Murphy right now.
No.
I've got Alexa wouldn't like that, would she?
No.
That's why. We all know Alexa wouldn't like that, and Alexa gets what Alexa wants, just like her talk show.
She
wanted it, and she got it.
I've also got Hideo. I think that if they're going to do anything, they better pull the trigger on him. He's definitely not in the prime of his career anymore.
No.
Admittedly, I don't watch a lot of 205 Live, so I can't
Who
really.
Who does?
I will when I'm caught up on NXT, so 2020, I'm going to be like, guys, 205 Live, let me tell you about it. I'm going to be talking to nobody.
So you think you're going to be caught up on NXT this year?
I'm putting a good dent in it. I just watched TakeOver Dallas, and that's where Shinsuke wrestled Sami Zayn, and everybody's like, Trebuchet, you're going to love it. It's Shinsuke Nakamura, and let me tell you, didn't love it. Like them forearming each other 27 times, and neither one of them going down. Thought it was a stupid spot. To steal a line from my tag team partner, Chad Showtime Schultz, it is wrecking the business. It suspends the disbelief.
It's definitely not either of them.
Are we opening that can
matches.
Of worms?
No.
I've got Four Loco. I can yell about the dick flip for a while.
We'll get there, Chad. We got a long ways to go. Think of your heart rate.
That'll be a separate podcast.
Did Colton ever say who he wanted in the United States Championship?
Do you know who Rusev or...
I was going to say, no, I'm going underdog, man. The Asian guy. He sounds like...
Shane Nakamura.
Yeah, it just jumped out at me, man.
Now, from what you have heard about Buddy Murphy, Akira Tozawa, Hideo Itami, and Kalisto, do you have any opinions?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Hideo on that one. It just sound like the good choice.
Kalisto is a luchador style wrestler.
He's so part of the Lucha Underground, man.
Exactly.
Hardy. God damn it. Damn, I'm...
Jiminy Schmier.
I'm disappointed. I'll be back.
That sounds like we're ready
Lucha Underground is that one show that Joey Ryan's on that no one cares about.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like we're ready for the WWE Universal Championship.
I don't want my business getting destroyed. Sorry. Nope.
Between Brock Lesnar and Finn Balor.
Oh.
I went Finn Balor here.
I initially went Finn
because
Balor.
Because I want it.
But that's what I want. That's what
I want it.
I've got Brock. But then I was thinking about it today, well, last night. And I think, because they haven't teased the demon at all.
Uh-huh.
So I think... Brock will, and plus Royal Rumble, yes, is one of the biggest pay-per-views.
Uh-huh.
But I think they're setting up, oh man, I couldn't beat him as myself. I got to bring out the demon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it's all going to work out. There's a lot of moving parts here, but I think Demon shows up at Mania and wins the title. I don't, you know, obviously.
Well, here's where
it's going to be hard.
Here's my logic. Vince McMahon is saying Finn can't do it left and right.
Yeah, but
every chance he gets, he's saying Finn's too small, and then Finn keeps proving him wrong.
He's been getting a huge rub lately, though. He was on NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost like an ambassador at this point for the company because he's so good, but I think they got plans for him. They got plans for him.
So you're saying not tonight, you're saying Mania.
Mania.
That's fair. I
don't know. What about Colton Beveridge? What does he think?
Who's the match against?
Brock Lesnar and Finn Balor.
Oh, Brock Lesnar. I think he's going to take him.
The Beast Incarnate.
Like, he's just he's such a big name, like, it's hard to go against him.
For the WWE Championship.
Did Ryan give his pick? Or did I miss it? Did you make your pick or selection?
No. Maybe not officially on the podcast.
Why
he's pouting.
He's the champ.
He's pouting.
Show some respect. With a C.
Yo. He made me do 3 hours of extra work today. I am a little bitter.
He doesn't mean you get to skip over him. Leave your grudges at home.
Don't be bitter. Be better.
Oh. Laying down the knowledge bro.
That was a Matt Riddle.
I was going to say, it felt like a dad moment to me.
Well, I am.
Anyways, who did you have here, champ?
All right, well, I had Brock, unfortunately, because life never happens the way I want it to.
Yeah, you're wearing a Balor shirt right now.
I want Balor to win, but there is no God, so.
I love it. Balor shirt, Bullet Club, they're all picking Brock.
Are we getting Rusev Shinsuke on the pre-show?
Yes.
Yeah. This is the future. Finn will be the champ again. Two times.
Hopefully for more than a day.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It was a good day, though.
Was that all of our picks for...
he didn't even have to use his AK.
Was that all of our picks for
I
Brock?
Reference. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
There are a couple of Finn Balor picks, but I'm not sure if they're present.
That's what I was asking. So, Nate Dogg left. So, WWE Championship match, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles.
When did JBL come back?
Today.
Oh.
Douchebag Daniel Bryan.
Douchebag Daniel Bryan. I've got
my favorite character of all time.
It's new Daniel Bryan.
I've also got
That's fair. That's
I've also go. Got DBDB.
The Almighty is on the set.
Yep. I also took the new Daniel Bryan because I picked Finn Balor for the other championship. That's what I'm doing. I'm splitting the difference here.
So Colton,
one retained, one new champion.
So Colton, to fill you in, Daniel Bryan is looks like he just walked out of Seattle, like, repping the whole eco thing.
Okay. He's never taken a shower.
God.
And it is absolutely hilarious. AJ Styles is Georgia? Is that where he's from?
Yep.
Total Southern, awesome gloves.
Phenomenal gloves. What is your problem? He can't read. That's why we're going digital. It's all touching.
So gloves or ponchos, your pick.
I'm gonna go with gloves.
Calm down.
Gloves.
Gloves are cool.
Okay. Do we have any other opinions?
New Day and Brian's too good. They're not gonna take the title off.
I do wonder where this headed for AJ though, because they've kind of had him fired up by Vince McMahon. I don't see him winning the title, but I do kind of wonder where it leads for him.
Mania.
I just like wonder what the you know if they're gonna lead to like a McMahon AJ feud.
Those fries look delicious.
I know, they're so good.
Okay. Apparently, we got some hungry people in the room right now is what I'm hearing. It's good because it's chili fest today, you guys. Woo-hoo! We got all kinds of chilies being made. Nate Dogg, you brought a chili, didn't you?
I did. I did not make it. My mother did, but...
Got a mama's house recipe right here. All right.
I got some chili.
Actually, it's not even her recipe. It's my little brother's.
You're making a chili Colton beverage?
Mm-hmm. It's just finishing up in the crock pot right now.
All right, all right.
I brought chili cheese dip.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Ooh, that's great.
And you also brought us our next match, the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship between Asuka and Becky Lynch. For those of you not keeping track at home, the first name I read is always your defending champion, just so you know.
Yeah, D. Ambrose is also making chili in the kitchen before you started yelling. Just put it out.
I like to yell.
I know you do. Just calm it down. Calm it down. Easy. Down, boy. Down.
Bad drawing.
Yeah. So, I'm talking about the man right now.
Yes.
And Asuka.
Oh, God, a newspaper!
Is she ready for Asuka is the question. And I'm going to say no. I picked Asuka because...
I've got
Asuka. I think Becky's going to Raw.
I've got Asuka winning by shenanigans.
That's a good point.
Yep, I have Asuka winning by shenanigans.
Yep, can I switch my...
Okay.
Any details on these shenanigans? Any predictions here, guys?
Either Charlotte or Ronda or someone interferes, or Asuka gets a quick roll up and it seems fluky. Like Becky won't win or lose clean.
You ready for this? Asuka wins, which frees Becky Lynch to go into the Royal Rumble, win it, and challenge Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania.
Yes.
That's what I was saying. Whoa. He's so proud of himself. We're like, yeah, dude, that's what we're talking about.
Let's congratulations.
First one to get the hot take on the recording.
Congratulations, you listened to the last 3 weeks of the podcast.
Yeah.
You know what? Shots fired. I did that all without listening to you guys.
You guys, he's just doing his Bobby Roode impression. He's just wearing a glorious t-shirt.
Glorious, mother truckers.
Trying really hard. That's what he's doing. It's all good.
Wait, he's being good for you. So he's being average without much charisma.
The Asian lady or the Irish lady?
Not Becky. That's not the name of a champion.
She was.
She's the man. I know, because I'm wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt, and he was the man. I know the man when I see him.
I have anecdotal evidence.
Is that right?
This is not true.
What's that?
I think we're all set. Thanks.
I'm so excited for this next one, because we all get to make fun of Goat really, really bad. For the WWE Raw Women's Championship, we have Ronda Rousey versus Sasha Banks. And spoiler, there's one person that picks Sasha.
Hey, man. That one person.
He stands by his woman. I like it.
D's picking him too.
Okay.
Her too. I'm all. My pronouns are all fucked up today, everybody.
Hashtag.
It's alright, man. You're trying.
We'll get your picks in a little bit.
Ronda's winning this. Yeah. Easy. That said, I really hope they don't kill each other.
Right.
Like, if any match where, like, we discussed this before, that, like, hey, stop. Stop that. Stop that right now. I thought I was being needled about the thing.
Your blood pressure, Chad. Calm down. You need a timbit.
I don't have any timbits.
Take another drink before we go.
You're right. Four Loko is the answer.
Four Loko is always the answer.
No, we were discussing previously that Ronda, not the gentlest of workers.
Here, Chad, have a timbit.
Oh, there's timbits. How old are these?
Today.
Oh, dope.
Bonus.
Ronda.
Just kidding. It's a 1 year in.
Ronda, not the gentlest of workers, and Sasha, barely a worker. She calls it like she sees it.
For someone who has said can I finish
my point before you besmirch and take words and put words in my mouth?
Hey, you said it.
I'm gonna have to go back to Tim Hortons and get more Timbits. Shit,
putting them back in
that's
your mouth.
Coffee flavor. That's but a dope donut.
Here's the thing. I feel like someone could get hurt in this match just because I don't think they're gonna work well together. The thing is that if Ronda hurts Sasha, I feel like no one's mad at Ronda because Ronda's kind of the golden goose.
Yeah,
if Sasha were to hurt Ronda and take her out of WrestleMania, though, the heat.
You've been saying that for a while. I don't know.
The heat from the company, but the love from the fans.
I feel like Sasha could win if they did some shenanigans or really. The WWE knows that
Ronda's still pretty green. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think she'll get the backlash that you're calling for.
I think they'll
really
put on a heck of a match. There might be some a little bit of slop, but I think overall it'll be a good match. And they're going to build up Sasha because her and Bayley either will have the tag team belts at WrestleMania or will be chasing the tag team belts at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they'll be chasing the Riot Squad.
No, they'll be chasing the Iconics.
No. So those women's tag team titles are going to be on both shows?
It's dumb.
Bad idea. No, I'm just asking.
I think you're right, and I'm.
You're hurting my feelings, Showtime.
Having only one title be co-branded, being the women's tag titles, so random. Unless we're just doing away with the brand extension, which could happen. I think it's bad. I think it's just gonna water things down. I'm not for it at all.
Which, by the way, Ronda Rousey or Sasha Banks?
Oh, Ronda Rousey for sure.
He's going all UFC. He picked Brock. He picked Ronda.
Yeah, that's just to happen. They're bigger names. That's fair.
He's got Randy the Natural Couture to win the.
Just thinking like money staying power.
Chris Cyborg is one of the women's Royal Rumble.
CM Punk.
Oh God!
I want Jack Swagger.
Oh, Showtime. For the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships, we have The Bar versus, I've been told, The Best Friends.
Give me the best tag team in the world, Miz and Shane O'Mac.
Oh, I'm sorry. They don't just set the bar. They are the bar! Give me Cesaro and Sheamus. Welcome to the cult, Colton Beveridge. Welcome to the cult. There they are right there, just right on cue. I'm very good at what I do.
The Bar wins. There's friction between Shane and The Miz setting up a WrestleMania match.
For the record, The Bar came out before that Ford commercial ever did.
I'm taking The Bar.
I think Shane and Miz are going to win tonight. All right, well. And then what they're going to do is, for the video package, we'll have that big moment. They achieved greatness. And then next pay-per-view or the one after, before WrestleMania, there's going to be a turn. They're going to lose their belts. Then that leads to the swerve. Because if they do the swerve now, you have 4 months to make it work on TV. That won't work.
They're not going to turn them on each other right now. They're so hot. Right? Everyone loves it.
I'm going slow burn with this. I'm going to lose tonight because they're good as a tag team. People like it. They're going to put some merch out first, at least, here.
Merchy merch.
Because y'all got to follow.
That's what I'm saying.
They have so many other really good set up tag teams on SmackDown. They're just going to give them the belts now, and then that'll be a way to shift the belts to somebody else. Like maybe they'll do something with Sanity when Nikki Cross comes on.
Are you showing me? You're trying to show me something.
You've got 7 for The Bar and 4 for Best Friends.
Okay,
I love it. We have stats, y'all. Thank you, stats.
What I do?
Nate Dogg just slides me an Excel spreadsheet. Like, hey, chat. Now you can definitely read this.
You read
right?
it earlier when I was out of the room.
I was this close to it.
He's on the four
and
loco.
You can't
now.
Lean that close now. Which, by the way, Colton Beveridge, who's your pick?
Oh, I'm going to The Bar, man. That was a dope catchphrase.
It's not a bad strategy at picking wrestling.
And not only that, you will learn one of our favorite things on this podcast.
Arm things!
Hey, it's Red Nakamura.
The best thing about audio media.
Yep!
See, this guy gets it.
Ryback, do we get your pick?
On which one?
The Bar and The Best Friends.
Yeah, I said The Miz and Shane.
Okay, just making sure. Making sure we skipped over you once.
He said the world's greatest tag
team. I'm just going in a circle like this. That's what I'm doing.
But Haas and Benjamin haven't been a tag team in years.
Hey-o!
Miz O'Mac.
Do I hear a rumble in the distance? Ladies and gentlemen, we are on to our men's Royal Rumble picks.
We should do our Final Fours first, I believe.
Probably the play.
Okay.
Walking by right now. The babyface. How's it going, babyface?
Good.
So for those that just want the current breakdown, as of when I last looked this up about a half an hour ago, our confirmed participants are R-Truth, Drew McIntyre, Big E, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, Seth Rollins, Jeff Hardy, Dean Ambrose, Bobby Lashley. Nobody really. Samoa Joe, Elias, Baron Corbin, Jinder Mahal. Little late there, Mo. Apollo Crews.
Lashley.
Better late than never. More late.
Andrade.
Lashley.
Even later.
Mustafa Ali.
Lashley.
Rey Mysterio. Show him your favorite pose, Showtime.
I don't think that you guys want to see that. That's definitely behind the paywall.
Oh my gosh, yeah, who does that? Yeah, Titus and his Rumbles.
Are we gonna get World Slide Part 2?
And Randy Orton are the confirms.
John Cena is a hard drop.
Correct.
Yeah, he is not.
So my final four, I believe I got Mr. 619 Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Braun Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Stale Chips Orton.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have my pick to win the 2019 Royal Rumble, the man I am very invested in, Baron Corbin. Three clap for him. Okay.
You guys also heard it here.
I love it so much.
That is officially his first pick.
That's my first pick. Here, I can't wait to have a bunch more.
Here, let me give you the real picks, okay?
The Miz.
The final
the
four
the
is going to be Braun Strowman.
Uh-huh.
Randy Orton,
uh-huh.
Drew McIntyre, mm-mm. and Seth Rollins.
Maybe.
And nope. Seth Rollins, well, yeah. Seth that. Freaking Rollins, is going to win the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble.
He's going to burn it down at WrestleMania, is what you're predicting?
Because then he's going to take out Brock.
Moe's picks. Seth Rollins will win it. So, final four is Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre.
Boop. I can't help
Braun Strowman and the returning, I'm calling my shot right now, Kevin Owens.
Oh, buddy, if KO comes back tonight, I am going to just be... I do have a question. Love it.
He's going to darn near piss himself.
If Drew does win tonight, like, are you just like... What, are you just like throwing something? Like, what's your game plan?
I'm drinking Smirnoff ice right now. I don't know. No, I'm not making the right decisions.
If Drew wins, we know what match we're going to get food at and go to the bathroom during WrestleMania.
The whatever Whoa. Match Sasha's in?
Hell!
The Drew McIntyre match.
Oh.
Oh, weird. Run.
and the crowd goes wild because we're talking about Drew McIntyre. Big shocker here. Big shocker here.
He's money. He'll get there, but I like, not this year.
I like how he's met at Seth Rollins because he went to the same barber. That was fun this Monday Night Raw.
So got an Andre, or however you say it.
Andrade.
You
think he's going to be in the final? Big fan.
Braun
first time caller.
McIntyre, and then Rollins winning.
Wait, that's who that was? Why couldn't you have just put that instead of Andre Cian Almas so I
that's
didn't have
name.
To add
that's
a new name to all of this?
That's his name. That's his
well,
name.
Well, they did officially shorten
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they just shortened Andrade. It 3 weeks ago.
But
like,
his name
chill.
Was Andrade Cian Almas.
Yeah, take it up with WWE. Tweet at them.
Yeah.
He's going to get a rub
if
behind
I had
the ears.
Twitter,
that's good.
I would.
That's good. Good boy. Good boy.
Oh,
good
I
boy.
Also made a bonus prediction.
You're making a good spreadsheet. You're doing a good job.
I believe Drew McIntyre will make the most eliminations in the Men's Royal Rumble match.
Most eliminations for the night or
for
most
the
ever? Think
night.
He can break the record?
For the night. Not most ever.
Because Roman Reigns got the record.
I don't think he's going to take it.
Hang on. No, guys. God, no, don't touch that right now.
Speaking of Roman Reigns.
He's in a movie.
There's rumors he could...
That, yep,
it could happen.
Could
people
not,
are talking about
he
it tonight.
It might not be in the ring.
I know. I've heard there's rumors. There's strong rumors he may do something tonight. There's some rumors he could be back.
He's starring in Hobbs and Shaw with The Rock. He's playing the Rock.
No,
update. Rusev and I already forget the other guy. Thank you. I just saw him and I just brain words hard.
Sure. Clearly. As described. What, were you just announcing that was going on?
Yes. No, I knew that was going on. I thought it ended.
I was like, update.
Well, who won? Like, nobody. Okay.
Well, no one mentioned that it was going on, and I feel
several
that's a thing we do on this podcast.
Going on, I thought.
I don't think we ever really mentioned it. We were just like, that's happening.
Oh, I'm sorry, my back is to the TV.
I don't. It's okay. I don't recognize Shinsuke as a wrestler, so it's fine.
That's a hot take.
Thank you. Send your hate mail to @goat. It's fine.
He's a rock star.
Hey, Colton Beveridge. Yeah. Do you feel confident enough with the information you've heard to make a pick?
Yeah. I'm going to go for my final four. I'm going to go with Seth Rollins, Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, and
are you, any of those your winner?
I'm going to go with Samoa Joe.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good sleeper pick.
That's a dark horse pick.
Who's your winner, by the way?
I'm going to have Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio.
I feel like that's really unlikely, but I would love to see that happen.
Watch. She's going to win the whole thing.
Randy,
Samoa. Oh, Lana's looking hot. I wanted to say that on the air.
What did I have for my final four?
Give me a hot. This was a Randy Orton. Wait, so you had Rey, Samoa.
That was a visual gag. I loved it.
Last one?
Seth Rollins.
No, we all know. Happy Rusev Day, everybody.
You've got Seth, Drew, Braun, and Baron.
I have Seth, Drew, Braun, and Baron, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
I'm actually going to switch one thing.
Yep.
I'm actually going to take Baron out and put Samoa in, please.
Boo.
That's a good pick, and I'm not confident. I feel like Baron Corbin's going to be an in and out pretty quick.
If Corbin wins, I win this thing.
All the Raw guys are going to gain.
It's 5 points
Corbin
too, right?
Corbin is going to be the fastest eliminated in Royal Rumble history.
And by the way, each of the final fours you get correct are worth 1 point apiece. Right.
Baron's not going to be ready either.
And then I had Seth Rollins winning the whole thing.
Yep.
We talked about this before. Do we think that The Truth is going to try and enter the Women's Royal Rumble?
I think he's going to come out. No. Like
he's number 30, and he's in nobody's final four. Is that true? Yeah,
I think he's going to be in and out pretty quick, but I do think he's going to, like, come
I think
out.
That I think that we may be overlooking something here. I feel like as a podcast that... You know what? Take Orton out. Give me R-Truth. Wow. He's number 30. Wow, he's number 30.
He is number 30.
There's always, like, 15 guys in the
ring. We're dance breaking outside the ring. He's going to just sneak his way in.
I didn't
pick Kofi. My heart of hearts wanted to pick Kofi.
You were working yourself into a shoot.
It's Royal Rumble. We're on the road to WrestleMania Showtime. If I'm not working myself into a shoot, I am not doing my job as a trebuchet.
Speaking of Truth, can we all give a round of applause to R-Truth for totally missing the fact he was supposed to pick a Final Four?
We'll text him later. We'll get those.
Oh, Brian?
Yep.
I'll text him right now.
So yeah, I don't have a Final Four for either.
Are we on to the Women's Rumble then?
There we are! The rumbliest of rumbles. I don't know where that came from.
Wow, you're really being a wiener dog right now.
Heyo!
What do you expect from this podcast? Oh, Showtime's checking out.
Showtime.
Did somebody say Dolph Ziggler? Because Showtime is out of here.
Dolph Ziggler.
I'm out of here.
Dolph Ziggler's taking a break from... Hey, wait, Trevor J, it's okay. Dolph Ziggler's taking a break from WWE.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler.
Oh,
I did hear something about that.
Yeah, but
if
this comes out the week of the Royal Rumble, I don't trust it.
The rumor is that the one Ziggles has a stand-up comedy gig at 9 p.m. in Phoenix, Arizona. So take that information for what it is. That's what the rumor is. Is that correct, Showtime?
It is correct.
Thank you.
You're in my seat, boy.
We just called you number one. So
I get any seat near an outlet. But for our Women's Royal Rumble, our confirmed entrants
Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
At 30th, Carmella. Ember Moon, Natalia, Bailey, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Alicia Fox, Zelina Vega, Naomi, Mickie James, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Charlotte Flair, Tamina, Dana Brooke, Lana, Nia Jax, Nikki Cross, Alexa Bliss, and Lena... wow, I was so close. Lacey Evans.
So close, so close. You almost made it through the hallway.
Lacey Evans is the classiest effort. Lady.
Did I get Zelina Vega right?
You did.
Yeah.
You
did. Woo! Yeah, she was not on SmackDown.
Flair, I'm out!
With Andrade this weekend.
No, she wasn't.
Or this Tuesday. She was not out
she
with
She was barred from ringside.
Is that what it was? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't watch all of SmackDown, clearly.
Yeah, she was barred from ringside for, you know, any shenanigans. For their 2 out of 3 falls match.
Which allowed Samoa Joe to just rip everybody apart. Okay. All right. Give me my final four for this. Because I know who I got winning it. Wait, hold on. I got Natalia. I know who I got winning it. Don't tell me that one. Tell me the other two.
I want to see if you can get this.
Okay.
Who in your heart?
Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And Bailey.
Yep.
It's coming back to me, guys. That's the prop one right there. And my pick to win the women's 2019 Royal Rumble, the man, Becky Lynch.
Okay.
That's why she's not going to beat Asuka. I'm going with it in the official picks. And I'm going to win the brand new, newly unveiled Undisputed Championship.
That's the thing, though. With the women's matches, there's so many different variables and variations that I could see happening for everything.
I didn't pick Carmella. I feel bad about that.
But right now, I have my final four as Ember Moon, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte, and oh man, who's my fourth one there? Hey, Doug.
Come on, you got this.
Is Alexa? Bailey?
Yeah!
Is Alexa in it?
Yeah, she
okay,
announced.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, after all the other women went out in a brawl,
I mentioned
she
our future
it.
Ex-wife.
I hear a noise when you talk.
She's just
I'm
my
sorry.
Future permanent wife.
Yeah, it's called my voice, bitch.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. I'm making sure everybody hears it.
Oh, no.
I thought you were the dog.
And then,
shots fired.
That's fair.
Let me see.
No. So
Charlotte's going to win.
Holy
no,
shit! New United States champion. Had,
there is a trend. Rookies have been winning.
Oh, there is a reason.
Him.
There is
oh,
a reason
oh,
why
oh,
I wanted to get
oh,
your pick so randomly okay. like this because.
Dude,
you
I just heard his name and I was just like, man, that guy's going to win.
Oh.
Why not? Who is Sinshke?
What was it? Try again.
A-Train, Truth, Gold, and Colton.
Okay. Thank you for understanding what I was trying to ask.
Chinsuke. Everybody. Hashtag Chinsuke.
So all of those people have a tiebreaker point on this.
All of them have .1 points.
That's fun. Lana hurt her ankle, everybody. That's yeah. upsetting.
Aww.
Yeah, for the women.
Oh, we got picks.
I'm going to go with Carmella. Charlotte, Lacey Evans.
Who's your winner?
Let me go with Charlotte.
Okay, so I got Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
I got Carmella.
Lacey Evans. Who is your fourth?
I got Lacey Evans.
And Ember Moon.
I like it.
Boom. Locked in the keyboard.
Awesome sauce.
And also... Babyface, got any picks for me?
For which match?
Women's Royal.
You know, Tribute, I'm excited for you to see Lacey Evans in action for the first
time. I am listening for picks, Robert Air Force. Do not talk in my ear.
Space Force?
Okay, now I'm going to put it on the pre-show.
What's that, the coach?
Carmella, Ember Moon, Natalia, Bailey, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Alicia Fox, Zelina Vega, Naomi, Mickie James, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Charlotte Flair, Tamina, Dana Brooke, Lana, Nia Jax, Nikki Cross, Alexa Bliss, and Lacey Evans.
He just wanted to get through the list again.
He
wanted another shot at that list. That's what it was. I'm following this rabbit hole.
And your final fours?
No, I'm going to look at my chili.
Your final fours? Charlotte.
Oh. Evans. Ruby Riott, and Bailey.
My final four. Bailey.
Shocking. So, totally didn't see that one coming.
What does it matter about anyone else?
So half him down is not having a final four, and Bailey wins the round.
His picks are in.
Who else you got?
Unfortunately, his picks are in.
And pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Debatable.
Brian texted me and said he'd be sending in this
Becky,
final four.
Becky, Charlotte, and Sonya Deville.
That is not who you have.
I'm Shayna Baszler.
Thank you.
The other MMA lady.
I was going to say, I don't know who that is.
You think Shayna is going to be in the Rumble tonight after her match?
I love how the podcast has slowly moved
it's
out of
It's migrated to the living room. It really has.
It's kind of hilarious.
There's been too many matches.
Well, I had to get a new seat because mine was stolen.
I feel like it's something I said.
As long as I get something
I have this effect on people.
I get something in the living room by an outlet. That's all I care about.
That's fair.
My knee doesn't hurt today, so...
I just can't not sit on the floor again this time. Messed my back up last time.
Yeah, we got your pick, Showtime.
Yeah.
I would like to take a look at all my women's Rumble picks. I want to actually evaluate them because I'm not positive on them.
Becky, Charlotte, Carmella, and Nia.
So what I'm going to do here is I'd like to actually make Becky the winner of the SmackDown Women's title. And I'm gonna go Nia.
One hot sec, a lot of buttons I need to press. So
press those buttons, eh, dog?
Do it. Man. Do it.
So Becky, okay.
Becky's winning, so I've got Nia winning the Women's Rumble. And my final four will be Nia,
False.
Charlotte.
Okay.
That's your Drew McIntyre. Instead of anybody says Nia, Morgan's triggered.
We'll go Naomi.
Okay.
And Sally. Oof. Yeah, I agree. Unless you're removing that kick.
Yeah, no, the bar just wrecked Shane.
That kick is pretty righteous.
Yeah. I'm really mad that I picked Natalya.
I want the record to show
that I am not happy with my Natalya pick.
Alright. Are we,
I don't blame me.
Are we ready for final thoughts at that, or do we have anything else?
I think that's all.
That's all the matches.
Yeah.
Okay, may I take my final thought?
You may.
Final thought!
I have never been so unsure in changing of picks for any pay-per-view I think I've ever watched. Kind of goes to show how unpredictable the booking seems right now, in a good way. Mm-hmm. I'm happy about it. I'm happy I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I'm also happy I'm on Four Loko, and I'm happy I'm with you guys. I'm Showtime Schultz. I love you all. There's not a thing you can do about it. Enjoy the rubber.
Showtime out.
You should come see him this Wednesday.
Oh,
trying to be your funniest person in Grand Rapids. Well, I will be telling everybody how I am the tag team champions.
I am the tag team champion.
Tickets are $5, y'all. $5.
$5, no holla.
All right.
Oh, well, you can holla if you want.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Go ahead, champ.
All right. I just want to say, women's wrestling's dope, and so is Joey Ryan. Signing off.
Yeah, we're going to edit that one out.
No, it's fine. It's there. It's fine. All right, who's next here? Go ahead, Mo.
I have to agree with Showtime. There's a lot of moving parts here. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. There's going to be some surprise entrance. I definitely have a prediction of Adam Cole because he was not on TakeOver last night. That is another thing.
Isn't it?
Wait.
I thought it was Adam Cole, baby! Yeah, I don't even watch NXT, but I know that.
He showed up at the
end. It was a .com exclusive.
I saw it. He showed up.
And it was the three heels versus the three baby faces kind of fighting off.
He was there.
Again, NXT TakeOver Phoenix last night. Another show of the year. Every match was killer.
Holy shit.
Everybody needs to do themselves a favor and really start getting into NXT because they put on the best matches in WWE right now. And probably my favorite diva, Becky, or Nikki Cross.
I was going to say, I was seeing Nikki Cross right now.
Is on the screen.
I love Rey Mysterio walking by her a couple SmackDowns ago, and she's just like shaking the cage, and he's just all like, okay, yeah, that's happening.
Did you guys know she just married fellow Sanity member, Killian Dane?
She did?
I thought you were going to say Eric.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Eric Young for sure.
They didn't fight Vikings.
No, that was...
They're actually married. So
that was the guy from War Raiders and the chick from the Riot Squad.
Liv Morgan?
No.
Sarah Logan?
Sarah Logan and...
Oh, never mind. I
the guy from War Raiders.
I stand corrected.
Come on, you're our internet guy. You're supposed to know the facts.
I'm your internet guy, not your wrestling guy.
But yes. No,
that's fine.
To finish my final thought, please, people, watch NXT. You have to.
I'm working on it. It's good. It's good. It's good. I really liked the Samoa Joe Finn Balor main event to TakeOver Dallas. Joe was bleeding from the face like a sieve. And they kept sending the doctors out, and the fans kept chanting, "Let them fight." And pretty excellent.
And another thing, the Royal Rumble this year, because of the size of the arena, the stadium has kind of got a WrestleMania feel to it. That's why I'm predicting. I don't know. Like all my picks, I don't know. They're all set in stone, but lots of things could happen because it's.
Yeah, it's the
bigger,
Rumble.
It's
because they're not actually
normal.
Set in stone, you get up until the end of the
I know.
The match,
just saying! No, when the bell rings. It's not before the end of the match, it's when the bell rings.
I said
rings.
Beginning of the... Okay. I started saying before the end, and then I changed it to beginning.
Just making sure that we're on the same page.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's also news that something big is supposedly in store based on the dirt sheets. It might be full, just a lie, but there are rumors of... There's supposed to be a big surprise.
All right, we'll see.
This is the big surprise at, not Adam Cole.
Kenny Omega?
Kenny Omega? I would love
that's
that.
What the, that's, what, that's the rumor
the
mill that I've been
specifically
hearing.
Specifically said it was not that.
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
More chili!
Yep, Colton Beveridge is walking in with his chili right now. Robert, did we get your final thoughts?
No.
What? Can we get those, please?
No.
Thank you. I wasn't asking. Yeah.
I'm just that guy.
No, don't make me put you out on the chain. No, I'll do it.
Woof woof.
I'll let you out.
The NYD chants are over. The RSF chants are in.
RSF! RSF! RSF!
Thank you. You proved my point. man, though, I think this Rumble is just going to be insane. There's so many different things that could happen that I'm definitely not certain, especially after what happened in the pre-show. I'm not certain of hardly anything anymore, so I'm just excited to see what happens.
Yes.
On that note, we're in the Rumble, Road to WrestleMania.
Points.
Woo!
Yeah! You're the new Sting, I swear to God. You're just going to need to start wearing face paint to these things. I'm a jungle, I'm allowed to tell you that.
Okay.
Hey-o.
We'll do it.
Nate Dogg, final thoughts, my friend. My main dog.
So, spreadsheets are that girl I know I shouldn't go back to, but the way she does me, I just got to do it every time. So I both love and hate these spreadsheets, and I'm glad I found my niche with this podcast. And
yeah, Dolph Ziggler!
Oh, boo.
Wow.
Final thoughts, Colton? Oh, we're lowering the table.
Yeah.
Got anything to say to the podcast before we sign off here?
Even though we just sting me with and no one else. Come to see how this shakes out. I'll be really stoked if I win it.
That's right. All right, does that just leave me? Am I the lonely trebuchet in the room? Anybody else have final thoughts here? No? No? Okay.
I didn't see this.
It was anyways, that leaves me. My final thoughts are, we had the Undisputed unveiling today, which I was hyping much earlier. We did it. It's a new Undisputed Championship title. New year, new belt, all new fun surprises for all of the humanoids out there listening right now. We're on the road to WrestleMania. I'm hoping to take down the title and just start the reign like it should with a Trebuchet World Champ. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.